This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is waging a war on history. In 2021 and 2022, DeSantis championed the so-called Stop Woke Act to undermine, quote, woke indoctrination and a, quote, Marxist-inspired curriculum in schools. Now, the Florida Board of Education this summer released new standards for teaching history in middle schools that whitewash slavery and uplift white supremacist patriarchy. Florida students will potentially be exposed to instruction that claims, quote, slaves developed skills which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. Further, the state has approved videos made by the ultra-conservative Christian fundamentalist outlet PragerU to be used in school classrooms. My guest is Jesse Holland, Associate Director of the School of Media and Public Affairs at George Washington University, an Assistant Professor of Media and Public Affairs. His books include The Invisibles, The Untold Story of African-American Slavery in the White House. Welcome to the program, Jesse.
Thank you for having me.
So first, let's talk about the Stop Woke Act and this framing that DeSantis has used and that his Department of Education has then used to change the curriculum. I was trying not to laugh when reading these quotes, that basically the point was to undermine woke indoctrination and a Marxist-inspired curriculum. This is just very straightforwardly part of his culture war, right?
Well, that's correct. It actually began a little earlier. It actually didn't even begin with Ron DeSantis. It actually began with Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. He defeated Terry McAuliffe in the Virginia gubernatorial race because Glenn Youngkin started an attack on public education. And that squeaked him by, and it won him the Virginia governor's mansion. So Republicans as a whole think they have found an election issue that will gin up their conservative base. So what DeSantis has done is he took what Glenn Youngkin did in Florida, and he's taken it a little bit further by directly attacking the teaching of African-American history in public schools. He's trying to let his conservative base know that he is the most conservative. And frankly, what he's doing is actually running for president by using the educational system in Florida as a base to let the American conservatives know that he thinks he's the most conservative out there. But by doing this, he's sacrificing American history that should be taught to all American students, both public and private, both white, black, and Hispanic. He's sacrificing the knowledge of what this country actually has been through for his short-term political gain. And that's why you see so much resistance to what he's doing.
Do you think that it is a measure of how successful people of color have been in making our American education more equitable and making it cover or you know, shaping it to actually be more inclusive and tell the untold stories that were previously left out, or just essentially make it more accurate, that this is a backlash to how successful it has been?
Well, one of the things we have to keep in mind is that the current teaching of African American history is almost a new thing in public education. It's not as if American education has taught African-American history as part of the curriculum for a long time. I came out of the Mississippi public schools myself in the South in the 1980s, and I remember when our history books had a blatant rebel flag on the front of them, and African-Americans were mentioned maybe once or twice. They would talk about the Tuskegee Institute and W.E.B. Du Bois and Martin Luther King, and that would be the whole of African-American history. So it's only been in the last couple of decades that any kind of African-American history has been taught. So what we're seeing now is Republican governors trying to shape what kind of African-American history is being taught, and to ensure that African American history is being taught in a way that they say does not insult the white majority. That means they're basically whitewashing what actually happened and trying to change it instead of from history into propaganda. And that's why you see so many history professors, so many historians, and so many African American parents, some of whom lived through some of the history that they're now trying to change in the history books. That's why you see so many of them resisting the idea of the change that they're trying to make.
The concerns that the Florida Department of Education found with the College Board's African American Studies, AP African American Studies course that had, you know, been designed was the inclusion of Angela Davis's work, Kimberly Crenshaw's work, Robin D.G. Kelly's work, anything around Black queer studies, Black feminism, and of course, especially around Black Lives Matter and the movement for Black lives. So basically anything, it seems as though if this exact same thing was playing out during the civil rights movement, the same people who now turn around and say that Dr. King was on the right side of history were at that time, when they were contemporaneous with him, would have considered him too radical to be included in the teaching of history, right?
Well, what we're seeing is that the legislators and the politicians are now blatantly trying to use history to make a political point. The actual point here is that America is becoming more diverse. So you can no longer just teach American history from the white American standpoint. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to mold the history of African Americans. They're trying to mold the history of Hispanic Americans. They're trying to mold the history of Native Americans to suit a white American political agenda, not just a white American, a conservative white American political agenda. And that political agenda is, frankly, let's not blame our ancestors for anything. Let's just pretend like America started yesterday and no one was at fault for anything that happened before today. But history doesn't work like that. History doesn't lie. And the problem is that if this is allowed to happen, if the only history that American students are allowed to learn is this whitewashed American history, we know there's a cliche that if you don't learn your history, you're doomed to repeat it. Unfortunately, I'm afraid if this type of history is continued to be taught, we're going to be doomed to repeat some of the worst incidents of our past all over again, because our future students, our future American students, won't have the chance to learn from it, from their history. Now, one of the things I can say immediately is that there will be few parents of color who will not take it upon themselves to teach their children their experiences, the experiences of their grandparents, the experiences of their great-grandparents. The people who will miss out on learning this true American history will mostly be our white American students. They'll go out into a world that is more diverse with less diverse information. This will put Florida students behind all other students in America who are learning the true African American history, who are learning the true history of this country. I don't know any parent who wants to send out their child unprepared, but that's what Ron DeSantis and Florida lawmakers are forcing parents to do in Florida right now.
One of the other aspects that the Board of Education had a problem with was any mention of reparations and the movement for reparations in the AP history course. And of course, if you don't examine the history of slavery, of Jim Crow segregation, of systemic racism in the United States, there is no case for reparations that you can really make, because the case for reparations stands on an understanding of historical harms, right? And so there's a direct link between current policy, because there's a big push for reparations that's playing out state level and federal level. So there's a direct link between that policy and history and the teaching of history.
Well, one of the things that we're seeing in Florida is that we have adults who did not learn African American history themselves because they grew up in a segregated and racist society, deciding to purposefully not teach African American history to their children, not just their children, to other people's children. Because one of the things I would almost guarantee you is that many of the people who are making the decisions for Florida's public schools are not sending their own children to Florida public schools. They're sending them to private schools. But they're making the decision for other people's children to have them graduate high school ignorant of the real history of the United States. And I assume they're hoping their ignorance of this history will make them more conservative or will make them fight against the idea of reparations, whether good or bad. I assume they're hoping their ignorance of this history will keep them in political positions that the adults now want. Unfortunately, one of the things that we do know is that in our current computerized society, information flows from not just from parents anymore, not just from public schools anymore. Information flows through the internet. So students who actually want to know the real history of the United States, they will have the opportunity to pick up books like mine, The Invisibles, The Untold Story of African American Slaves in the White House, and other history books that will actually inform them of the true history of the United States, not just the sanitized history, the whitewash history that adults now are trying to push on them. And they'll be able to make up their own minds. One of the things that we have to always remember is that it is every American's duty to continually learn. Learning doesn't stop in high school. Learning doesn't stop in college. Learning is a lifelong endeavor. So even if someone tries to block current students from learning the true history of the United States, there are always going to be authors, there are always going to be speakers, there are always going to be historians out there who are more than willing to tell them at any point down the road what really happened versus what they were taught in these sanitized courses.
And we can hope that this attack by DeSantis and Florida State on African American history may actually spur more attention toward that history by people who are curious about it, and who realize that if DeSantis doesn't like it, maybe I should go and learn about it. It was so interesting to see this idea that, on the one hand, they're claiming that they're only interested in undermining indoctrination, and yet, of course, they've approved PragerU's videos for use in school that are so clearly indoctrination to the sort of Christian fundamentalist, patriarchal worldview. Even Dennis Prager, who that institute is named for, said at a speech for the group Moms for Liberty, "We bring doctrines to children." That's a very fair statement. What's the bad of our indoctrination? I mean, he's really open that their videos and the other material, the propaganda they put out, is indoctrination. And I mean, then they use Black historical figures like Frederick Douglass to make their case. That seems beyond insulting, doesn't it?
Well, one of the things that I can almost guarantee you is that Frederick Douglass would not be happy about the way his image is being used. But I also have to say, I think these lawmakers, these administrators are underestimating the knowledge and the actual ability of high school students to fact check them and to be able to challenge the teachers on whether the information that they're actually presenting to them is correct. Once again, all of today's students have an advantage that Ron DeSantis did not have growing up, that I did not have growing up. They have actual computers that they carry in their pockets at all times called cell phones. So they have the ability to actually fact check the material that's being presented to them. Now, we do know that teachers have a great influence on the students in their classrooms. But we also now know students have more resources where they can actually go out and find out for themselves whether the information that's being given to them is actually true or not. And by the way, I should say this now. I am actually the son of two public school teachers, and I am quite certain that there are many public school teachers in Florida who will find a way for their students to get correct and accurate information about African American history, about politics, about the subjects that they care about, regardless of whether it's mandated by the state system or not. I am sure that there are teachers out there who will ensure that their students are prepared for real life in Florida, as opposed to life as Ron DeSantis and other conservative lawmakers want students to believe in.
And in fact, that's what's happening in Arkansas. We're seeing DeSantis's approach being, spreading, where Sarah Huckabee Sanders, governor of Arkansas, signed a ban on teaching the African American AP history course in her state, and schools said they would continue, they would defy it, they would continue to teach it. And it's scary because teachers are also, at the same time, in Arkansas, facing penalty. They could essentially get fired or fined, I believe, if they are found to be violating these prohibitions. And so they're risking their careers and risking their jobs to do it, which is also pretty amazing.
Well, this isn't the first time that public school teachers have had to rebel against administrators and lawmakers. Keep in mind, it used to be illegal to teach science in public schools in the South. Believe me, it used to be illegal for African Americans to even attend school in the South. And yet, and still, there were teachers who were brave enough and knew the right thing to do, regardless of the personal risk it was to their livelihood, and were willing to teach these things and were willing to bring in students that the system didn't want to allow. One of the things that we should never underestimate is the how much love our public school teachers have for their students. And in all of these areas, you're going to see teachers, whether officially or unofficially, ensure that this information is placed in front of their students because they know this is the correct and the right thing to do. So one of the things that you'll see both publicly and sometimes privately is this information being finding its way into students' hands and students being able to make up their own minds on what they should and should not know when they leave high school, instead of leaving it in the hands of 50 and 60-year-old lawmakers and administrators who are only using their lives for political benefit.
Jesse, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time. And I should mention, in addition to having written The Invisibles, The Untold Story of African American Slavery in the White House, you're also the author of the first novel based on, what is it, the origin story of the Black Panther.
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about that, real quick.
Well, one of the things that I'm lucky enough to have done is I was asked by Marvel Entertainment to rewrite the origin of the Black Panther character before the movie came out for the world of literature. So Ta-Nehisi Coates at one point was writing the Black Panther comic book. Ryan Coogler did the Black Panther movie. Marvel handed the Black Panther to me to write it for the world of literature. So I was able to write the first novel that features the Black Panther and retells his origin. And I'm currently working on a Captain America novel for Marvel right now that should be out coming this February. So keep your eyes out for that as well.
Amazing. Congratulations. Thanks so much again.
Thank you so much for having me.
My guest has been Jesse Holland, Associate Director of the School of Media and Public Affairs at George Washington University, where he's also the Assistant Professor of that same department. His books include The Invisibles, The Untold Story of African American Slavery in the White House. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can access this and other interviews on our website, risingupwithsonali.com, by becoming a subscriber. Find our audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.